Many of the people arriving in Washington began their trip in buses in their hometowns across the country. NPR's Ina Jaffe traveled in a caravan of four buses that set out from Louisville, Kentucky. We spoke with her earlier yesterday, and now she's back with this report on how it went.
Today will be a long day for the Louisville contingent. It will be cold in Washington and crowded on the Mall, and it will come after another very long day.
When you board that big Greyhound, carry our love to D.C. town. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
At 3 o'clock Monday morning, about 200 travelers gathered outside the African-American coffee house that organized the trip. There was a brief send-off ceremony, a little music, a few prayers, followed by 14 hours on the road. No matter. Darlene Jones said there was never any question that she'd be here.
The night that Obama won, we instantly said we're going to the inauguration, no matter what. Didn't know how we were going to get here, but we were going to be here.
She had to do it, she said, to honor family members who came before her.
Some of them were sharecroppers from Mississippi. They fought hard to climb up.
The buses drove through snow and high winds and arrived late at a hotel in Baltimore. As everyone lined up to register, Jana Shope explained that she'd canvassed for Mr. Obama, and now she had to be there for the final chapter of that story.
If I see him on the big screen, I'm satisfied. If I get a little bit of glimpse of him, that'll be even better. But my best hope is to see him on the big screen. I don't hope to see him.
19-year-old Deke Lowry also views Barack Obama's inauguration as the culmination of a story, but one that started long before his time, with the civil rights pioneers who paved the way for this day.
Like riding the bus or whatever, it kind of made you feel like back in their generation, they rode the bus to like civil rights and fighting for this moment, you know. And it's kind of sad that some of them ain't here to see it and they fought so hard for it. So it's, you don't want to miss that because then it's not giving them the honor they should have.
But some of those civil rights activists are still around. Sonny Wells began marching and protesting in Louisville in the 1960s.
I have to be here. This is the history for me. It's something I can tell my grandkids and something I can tell everybody. I never dreamed this day would happen, but we made it. We made it.
Everyone we spoke to felt the weight of the past, but not one even tried to guess what they might feel today when they actually witnessed Barack Obama taking the presidential oath of office. They just knew they would feel something great once the new president uttered the words, "So help me God." Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Baltimore.